So you want to hear a remez? Parshas Emor has all the Yom in it, right? All the Yom. And it goes through in order. What's the order of first the Shabbos? And after Shabbos, what do you have after Shabbos? What's the first Yom Tov? What's the first Yom Tov? Correct, Pesach. Because the Torah starts from Nisan. The Yom Tov starts from Nisan. Pesach, Sfiras Omer, Shavuos. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. Okay. What's right after Sukkot? What's right after Sukkot? The mitzvah to the mitzvah right after Sukkot, the mitzvah to light the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, and right after that is the mitzvah of the lechem haponim, the 12 lechems. So lighting the neros in the Beis Hamikdash, lighting the menorah, is a remez to Chanukah after Sukkot. And which Yom Tov has had which Yom Tov Diran has the biggest mitzvah of Suda? Purim. And that's the lechem haponim, the 12 lechems, a big meal. So the Rokeach says, the Rokeach, as the Rishon says, that the Torah hinted to the later Yom Tovs Dirabanan by putting those mitzvahs in the Torah after Sukkot. Okay, so like I told you, you got that? It's a nice remez. We're going to have remez at the end today, a home run. Okay, here we go. We are learning, Bezat Hashem, all the important things. Mom, I don't know, all. Falls a lot. Many of the important things on Hanukkah, the Gemaras and the Halacha, everything. And we're learning the important and famous other things. Yesterday we learned the famous Rambam. Today we're learning the famous Ramban. This is the world famous Ramban about Hanukkah. You can't enter Hanukkah unless you know this Ramban. Is that clear? Okay. So Parshas Bahaloska comes after Parshas Naso. Parshas Bahaloska talks about the lighting of the menorah. The Aaron's going to light the menorah. So there's a reason for the order in the Chumash. So Rashi tells you, why is Parshas Bahaloska after Parshas Naso? Because Parshas Naso talked about the Nesim. The Nesim, the princes of each Shevet, offered karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash when they dedicated the Beis Hamikdash. They dedicated the Beis Hamikdash starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the Nesim brought karbanos, and all the Shvatim brought karbanos at the time of the dedication of the Mishkan. Okay, the Chanukah Mishkan. One Shevet did not, and that Shevet was Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi did not. So Rashi says, look in Rashi, Lama Nischma Parshas Hamenorah LaParshas Hanesim, Lufisha Kesherah Aaron Chanukah Hanesim. Cholsha daito. Shlo yoy hoy imon bechanuka. Lohu velo shifto. Aaron felt a little bad. Cholsha daito. He heartened. He says, we're the only Sheva. We weren't involved in dedicating the Mishkan. Hashem, Amar Kodosh Baruch, Hashem said, don't worry. Chayecha, you should know. Shelcha gedol mishalahem. Shatamadli kumeti vesaneiros. Oh, you're going to like the menorah. So Aaron, the fact that you light the menorah should be your comfort, that even though you weren't involved in the dedication of the Mishkan, the way the other Shvatim were, but you have the lighting of the menorah. Okay? That's the Medrash that Rashi quotes. So the Ramban quotes Rashi's Medrash and discusses it further. Now look in the Ramban on the bottom. Look in the Ramban on the bottom. This is the Ramban. This is the Art School Ramban. Here, this is the Hebrew. Guys, look, here's the Hebrew. Here's with the English translation. So we're starting from here. Baloni Sparrowly. It's the bottom of the page. So somehow, the lighting of menorah is what gives Aaron comfort. And that's why, right after all the Nesim brought their korbanos, the next thing in the Torah is the lighting of the menorah. So Rashi explains the pasuk, the order of the pasuk. Now, the Ramban says, Baloni Sparrowly, it's not clear to me. Lama nichamo b'hadlaka neiros? V'lo b'ketores boker v'erev. What's special about the menorah? Aaron HaKohen also offered a ketores every morning and every afternoon in the Beis HaMikdash. So what's so special about the menorah? The Ramban has a kasha on the Medrash. The Medrash Rashi quotes is saying, Aaron felt a little disheartened, Aaron felt a little bad, Hashem was comforting him, and Hashem comforted him with the knowledge that he's going to light the menorah. Why is the menorah better than the ketores? Good question. turn over to the next page, page 147. And what about the other karbanos? The minchas chavitin. There's a special mincha that the Kohen Gadol offered every day. So why dafka? Why? What's so special about the menorah? Kavod Hashem Kippur, Einik Sheri Elabo, V'Nichnas Lifnai V'Lifnim, Shukadosh Hashem Omid Bechol Sharsu Baruch B'Shmo. There's so many things that the Aaron Kohen has. He does the avodah. Here, guys, page 147. He does the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur. V'Shifto Kula M'Sharsi El Kena, and his whole Shevet service. They're the Kohanim. So there are many things that Aaron Kohen has, and why Dafka is the menorah. Okay, now we'll skip the next paragraph. This is the world famous Ramban. You can't enter Hanukkah unless you know the Shabbat. I told you, I try to teach you the famous things so you know the famous things. Like, what should a Ben Torah know about Hanukkah? So yesterday's Ramban, every Ben Torah should know about Hanukkah. We added a little comment, some comments from Rav Salvechik. And then, you must know this Ramban. This Ramban is eternal. Avalinyan ha'agada hazo lidrosh remez min ha'parsha al Hanukkah shel Neros Shahisa Bayashani Al Yuday Aaron Ubana, page 148. Ritzoni Lomar Hashvanai Kohen Gadol Ubana. The Ramban is saying that this Medrash is hinting, we're not discussing only that Aaron lit the menorah in the Mishkan in the Midbar, and the Kohanim lit the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. This medrash is hinting to the lighting of the menorah bizman de chashmonayim. Bizman de chashmonayim. That's the remez here. Let's continue. Ubalashin hazem betzarsiyah b'megillah starim Rabbeinu Nissim, one of the Rishonim, said as follows. Hiskar gadazos v'yamar. Reisi b'medrash. Kevan sheikrivo shneimas harshvatim v'oy krivo levi. So Aaron was disheartened. Amar lo kadosh baruch hu. L'moshe. T'baruan v'amar te'elov. Yesh Chanukah Acheres. There'll be another inauguration of the Beis Hamikdash. Sheish Vadvakas Neros. Ve'ani Oseh B'chol Yisrael Aydeik V'Nanecha Nisim Lushua. And I'm going to do miracles for Bnei Yisrael through your descendants, through the Kohanim. V'Chanukah Shekui Al Shemam. And that dedication will be called by the name. V'hi Chanukah's Beis Chashmonai. That's the Chanukah that we celebrate of the Beis Chashmonai. V'v'chidach Hismich HaParsha Zul HaParsha Chanukah's HaMizbeach. And that's why it was connected. He's saying as follows. The lighting of the menorah in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, is also a remez to the future lighting of the menorah of the Chashmonayim, when they're going to rededicate the Beis Hamikdash. So the lighting of the menorah, I'm going to explain that more. The lighting of the menorah that Aaron got was mamish like getting his own Chanukah's HaBeis Hamikdash. Listen, Aaron, you weren't involved in this Chanukah's HaMishkan, but your descendants, through the lighting of the menorah, will be involved in another Chanukah HaMikdash in the future by the Chashmonayim. Because the whole base of this was Tamei and was unusable, and they're retiring the whole thing. So the lighting of the menorah in the Mishkan at the beginning is like, it's a, we'll see in a second, it's a symbol for the lighting of the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash, including the lighting of the menorah bizman Chanukah. So Aaron, you're getting a Chanukah's HaMishkan too. You got it? This is a deep idea. Now it goes even deeper. And I saw more of the Ramban says in another verse. Keep on reading. They're at the bottom of 148. Don't fear. You're designated for something greater. Now, here's the sentence. Hakarbonos calls man shebeis hamikdash kayam nohagin. This is the amazing paragraph. Karbonos are around when there's a beis hamikdash, but when there's no beis hamikdash, there's no karbonos. Aval haneiros. Here's the sentence. This is an amazing sentence. Aval haneiros. Li'olam el mul panei ha-menorah, but the candles of the menorah last forever. Meaning even what? What does forever mean? Even what? Even? After the Chorban Habayis. Correct. V'chol ha-bracha she'nasati l'chol ha-barich es banai ene b'ten l'olam. And these blessings are never nullified. Turn over, page 149. So now their mind is going to explain the medrash he just quoted. V'hinei ha-davar yadua.
Shekishein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, HaKorbanos B'Teilim, Pnei Korbanos. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Korbanos. Avneros B'Teilos, there's no menorah either. What's the Medrash talking about? The Medrash says that don't worry, your candles will last forever. How do the candles of the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash last forever more than Korbanos? You understand the question? Is the question clear? The Medrash says, don't worry, Aaron. The Korbanos, they're there when there's a Mishnah, when there's Beis HaMikdash. When there's no Beis, there's no Korbanos. But the menorah is going to last forever. Do we like the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash nowadays? Do we?
No.
So what's the pshat in the Medrash? What's the pshat in the Medrash? Oh. Ella lo ramzu ella l'neiros Chanukas chashmonai. The candles that we light. This is an amazing concept. Why do we light candles nowadays on Hanukkah? We light candles nowadays as a direct zecher to the lighting of the candle in the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So in a sense, the lighting of the menorah continues right now. Karbanos are gone. There's nothing that we do that's mamish like offering karbanos. The karbanos are, there's no karbanos now. But the lighting of the menorah that you do on Hanukkah in a week is a direct hemsheikh, a continuation of the lighting of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's mamish like the lighting of the menorah in the Mishkan lasted forever.
Ooh.
Even now it's going on. You with me? Hashem says to Aaron, I'm going to comfort you. Don't worry that you weren't involved in Hanukkah and Mishkan. I'm giving you the lighting of the menorah. So why does that comfort Aaron more than Karbanos comfort Aaron? Dafka, getting the menorah. Oh, now I'm comforted. Okay, I'm okay. So the Ramban explains, because the lighting of the menorah is a remez that in the future they're going to light the menorah when they rededicate the Beis HaMikdash. So Aaron HaKohen gets something that's part of the rededication of the Beis HaMikdash in the future. Okay. But then the Medrash goes further. The Medrash says, Karbanos, they don't last forever. Hashem says to Aaron, but lighting the menorah lasts forever. That's what the Medrash says. So the Ramban says, what? How does lighting the menorah last forever? The answer is, our lighting of the Hanukkah candles is a continuation. It's zecher to the Beis HaMikdash. So the lighting of the candles in the Beis HaMikdash, in a sense, Mr. Fuchs, in a sense, lasts forever.
Hold on.
Not this, it lasts forever. And it goes even deeper than this. It's an amazing, think about this sentence. Bezus Hashem, pretty soon, we'll build Bayis Shlishi.
Amen.
So the Sfarim say, I think this is Fasem, the Sfarim say that there's one thing that we do that directly links Bayis Sheni to Bayis Shlishi, and that's the lighting of the menorah. We light candles every year. That's a zecher to the previous Beis HaMikdash, and we're thinking about the upcoming Beis HaMikdash. So this Ramban says that the lighting of the Neros Hanukkah represents eternity. It lasts forever. It's a remez that Mashiach is going to come. It's a continuation of the original Mikdash, and it's a hemsheikh up until the future Beis HaMikdash. So, and that's why Aaron was comforted. Aaron got the lighting of the menorah, which will end up being part of Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, Bizman Dechashmonayim, and will ultimately last forever, even beyond the Karbanos. So it's true, only Kohanim light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. But our mitzvah, which is the hemshech of the Beis HaMikdash, is for every person. And we learned this already. Our lighting of the menorah, we learned yesterday, our lighting of the menorah is patterned after the Beis HaMikdash. What does the Ran say? Why is it usher? Yesterday, I hope you guys did Chazara. What does the Ran say? Why is it usher to use and get personal hana from the lights of the menorah? What does the Ran say?
Because
the menorah that we light is supposed to be as patterned after was tiknua zecher to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, which it was not. You were not allowed to get personal use from. So you see that's the idea. Now watch this.
Now that can't be over 10 feet.
So the menorah is a hem. Our lighting of the menorah is a hemsheikh of the menorah of the Mishkan, the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, and as I explained, the Sfarim say that our menorah, it will be the link from Bayis Sheni to Bayis Shlishi. The menorah is eternal. It's a deep idea. The one thing that we have nowadays that has us always thinking about the Beis HaMikdash is lighting the menorah. That's what they do in the Beis HaMikdash. I will get it in the future as well. So when you have a dreidel, what are the four letters in the dreidel? Nin, Nun Gimel Shin Hey. Gematria 358.
Mashiach.
Gematria 358.
Okay, I feel like every gematria is supposed to be 613.
The dream, Chanukah lasts forever. Chanukah lasts forever. Chanukah brings us to Mashiach. Chanukah brings us to Bayis Shlishi. Watch this. Now we're going to connect today's piece with yesterday's piece and our intro to Chanukah. What is Chanukah about? What is Chanukah about? Chanukah is about what's
family.
Chanukah about? Family, ruchnius. What's it about? Family, ruchnius, morality, not assimilating. Not being like the Goyim.
Every that's similar by getting presents.
That's what Chanukah is about.
The letters Nun Gimel Shin Hei are the letters of Goshna.
When the Jews came to Mitzrayim, they said, go to Goshna. Go to Goshen. Go to Goshen. Live separately. Don't assimilate. That's a home run. That's what the Chassidish Esraim say this. The letters on the dreidel are a remez that the way the dreidel and the way Chanukah lasts forever, that Aaron HaKohen's lighting of the menorah leads up to the lighting of the Beis HaMikdash, leads up to the Chanukah of the Chashmonaim, which continues to our lighting of the menorah next week, which is the bridge between Bayis Sheni and Bayis Shlishi and Mashiach. So Chanukah represents lasting forever. Chanukah represents the Mashiach. How do you get there? Goshna. You have to be a little bit of Goshen. Live by yourself. Don't assimilate. We're different. And then we can make it. If we act the way we're supposed to live, then we can make it. As us Hashem. To when Mashiach comes, Mehri Amenu.
Amen.
That's it, guys. That's the famous Ramban. That's the world famous Ramban. Is that now is it more clear, Mr. Fuchs? How it all connects?
Yeah.
Good. This is the famous Ramban. So if you know this.